Good morning, everybody, and welcome to a special edition of A Vision for You. My name is Leah, and I'm your moderator this morning. Today is Sunday, November 23rd, 2014. The share ID number for Friday, November 21st, is 7053. That's 7053. This morning, A Vision for You presents an Attitude of Gratitude meeting. The Big Book teaches us that to get over drinking, or compulsive overeating for you and I, will require a transformation of thought and attitude. Just as muscular strength is built gradually and deliberately, so too spiritual strength. These new attitudes demand effort, concentration, and hard work. Gratitude, like gymnastics, is an acquired skill. Even if you're limber, you'll never be a gymnast unless you work hard at it. Even if your mother told you a million times to say thank you, you'll never be a grateful adult unless you develop your gratitude muscle. This is not an overnight matter. Overcoming our selfishness and self-preoccupation takes time. By cultivating a spirit of gratitude throughout our day, both in happy times and stressful ones, we are far better to cope with the frustrations, disappointments, and maintain a loving spirit. This is a discipline which requires lifelong effort, daily practice, and is a lifestyle. And I invite everyone who wishes to participate this morning by sharing a bit of their gratitude, perhaps something that has developed in their recovery process. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. Please keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. And who would like to share some of their gratitude this morning? Press star 1 to unmute and identify yourself, please.
Hi, this is Maria in California.
I heard California. I didn't catch your name. Could you?
Mary Lee.
Mary Lee. Please go ahead. Thank you.
Oh, I was just composing a gratitude list a few minutes ago, and first thing on my list was having a belly laugh with my husband, and then I was grateful for the warm bed that I got to sleep in last night, and being able to go out to the hot springs in a little while and watch the sunrise come up, and I'm really grateful that Thursday is a Thursday food-wise, and that every single day is an attitude or a very grateful day. I give thanks for my abstinence. I give thanks for the fellowship, but I give thanks most of all for the program and being willing to do the work. Thank you so much for letting me share.
Thank you, Mary Lee.
Hi, this is Elaine with Mass. Hello?
You're Elaine, is that correct?
Eileen.
Eileen. Okay, Eileen, please go
and
ahead.
And this is Patty.
And then Patty. Thank you.
Thanks, Leah. Hi, everyone. This is Eileen, compulsive eater from Bedford, Mass. I am just brimming over with gratitude this holiday season, especially since I've experienced incredible amount of loss this past year. My mother died, who I was living with in June from dementia, and I lost my job, and I finally lost my home, my family home, although it is a good thing, but my brother has decided to buy the house that I was living in with my mom, and I just recently moved into an apartment in Bedford. I stayed in Bedford, and this gentleman has come into my life who is from Ireland, and he professes his undying love to me, and we have not physically met yet. You know what? besides that and above that, I am not eating compulsively anymore. That is the biggest thing in my life that I'm grateful about. So no job, no person, no amount of money, no new apartment could do it for me unless I were abstinent. And, you know, as I said earlier, I'm just so grateful to have God in my life and to believe, first off, that there is a God that's rooting for me. Because for a long time, I felt like God was punishing me for the things that I didn't do right in my life. But I no longer feel that. And I'm grateful about that. But anyway, I'll let others share. Thank you so much, Leah, for choosing to speak. I'll pass.
Thank you, Eileen. Patty, please.
Yes, hello. Thank you for your service. And good morning, everyone. I'm Patty, recovered compulsive overeater from California. And I am so grateful today. 1 year ago today, I was in the food, knee-deep, miserable. And today I have a higher power that is just incredible, brings people into my life that I can work with and do the 12-step work with. And the biggest thing is I am not knee-deep in the food today. I have no desire to eat for the first time in my life, and that is the biggest, biggest blessing that could come into my life. And the number one thing is that every day I have my higher power protecting me from the food as a result of working these 12 steps constantly. I am so grateful to A Vision for You because it's turned my life around, for all the people that I call from Vision that support me and care about me enough to help me through problem times. So I'm just so grateful, Leah. I'm very grateful for you too, Leah. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you, Patty.
This is
Who
Susan
else would like
York?
To share?
Liz.
This is Janice. Janice M.
I heard Liz and Janice M. and someone before Liz.
Susan in New
York. Susan. Please go ahead, Susan.
Good morning, Leah and everybody. Thank you so much, and I'm self-timing. First, I want to express my gratitude for this meeting. I don't share on this meeting much these days, but I listen to it daily, and it's such an important part of my program. It really connects me to my higher power, and I want to say that I'm really excited about Thanksgiving, and it's a different kind of excitement because you spoke of the transformation and the necessity for that in each of us, Leah. And, you know, it used to be that I always was excited about connecting with my loved ones. That was always there for me, but I was most hyped up and excited about the food and where were we going to get, you know, what were we going to get, what was going to be on my plate, and how much could I pile on there. And I'm really excited about the connection. You know, my food will be no different on that day than any other, although it seems like we're going to eat out. But, you know, the way I order food in a restaurant is no different than what I prepare at home. And, you know, Thanksgiving is not playing out quite as I would have orchestrated it. And notice the word orchestration. And I'm grateful that it's working out as it is. And that's a shift. That's a big, that's a miracle for me to not, to be excited about something that's not as I would have orchestrated it. And I'm so grateful for a year and 11 months of abstinence where I weigh and measure my food. And I haven't felt the need to deviate from my food plan, from the way to measured portions, to eat any binge foods, and that's a miracle of God. And I want to say that another miracle is the shift in the transformation in my relationship with a higher power. And you know, my higher power morphs from hour to hour and day to day, and sometimes it's a presence like a God figure, and sometimes it's the collective voices of those around me, and sometimes it's internal within me, an inner wisdom and knowing as is described in the Big Book, and sometimes it's outside me, and sometimes it's both. And the fact that I don't have as great a need to figure it out and to label it, and that I'm understanding on a deeper level that it isn't about my feeling state. It's about a knowing. It's about a choice to have that faith, and that that's a choice that I make today. I have such gratitude, because I don't know about the rest of you guys, but I like to control stuff, or at least have that illusion, and I can't control that God. That's kind of the whole point. So all the surrenders that I do a little at a time are a miracle for a girl like me. Thank you so much for all being there with me on this journey as we trudge, and I pass.
Thank you, Susan. Liz, please. Liz, star one to unmute.
Hi, it's Liz, and Liz S. in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Hi. I think the deepest gratitude that I feel today, and I feel kind of choked up, is the step process that I've been going through with the most remarkable sponsor, who I truly believe God has put in my life. I'm in the process of making my amends, and I feel as though my entire life has been is in the process of being transformed, and it's remarkable to me as I feel myself being replaced by, you know, by a God consciousness, and my thinking has been changed, and I feel on the cusp of an entirely new life. And I know this is only possible because I've been taken through the steps. And 2 months ago, I was an entirely different person. 6 months ago, an even more entirely different person. I don't even recognize. I look at what my defects and having written them out, and I'm horrified at the way that I used to live my life. But the most positive and wonderful thing that I'm grateful for is I now can do things differently and live differently and function differently because of the Big Book, because of doing the steps through the Big Book. And I'm so grateful for that and vision for you, I'll put it that way, so that I could do and follow this process the way that I have been led through it, and to have a higher power in my life run the show instead of me. I also have to say that I have become deeply aware of the way that I was taken care of, even though there may have been conflict in my home as a child. I was always, always given what I needed. I never went without a meal. I always had a roof over my head, a warm bed, clothing, a phenomenal education. So despite all the conflict, I have to remember the good. I now have a roof over my head. I have heat, I have hot water, I have food in the refrigerator. I'm safe, taken care of. And these are all things that I must remember on a daily basis. So many people don't have, and I'm so grateful for having those. And I have the gift of transformation. I have the gift of being taken through the psychic change that is happening right now. And for this, I am so very grateful, as well as being abstinent. Thank you.
Thank you, Liz. Janice M., please.
Did you call me, Leah?
It's your turn, Janice. Thank you.
Well, thank you for the pleasure. Yes, good morning. My goodness, I could stay here all day and spill off, but I'm on a timer. Yes, good morning to everyone. My name is Janice, and I am a grateful compulsive overeater. Isn't that amazing, to be a grateful compulsive overeater. It's the best thing that ever happened to me and my family. You know, the title of this is Attitude of Gratitude. Oh, my goodness, what a wonderful name, Attitude. My attitude, it's like an arc, you know, an arc, you know, it can grow bigger and wider and wider. That's how I see my life today, as an arc of gratitude, because it gets wider as my recovery goes on, and that's the truth. And I have to first say that all the gifts that I have today, all the decades that I've lived, you know, I do only to the grace of my higher power and the love of my higher power, who I choose to call God, as I understand him. You know, he is a newfound friend and companion to me. I'm going to make sure I have my husband listen to this meeting, because the one thing that remained constant in my life for the past 50 years, he should hear this one, you know, was the love and the support of my husband, of course, God. God, we've already said, he's number one. The support of my husband and son has become so valuable in this battle of my insanity. Because, I know, if you're a compulsive overeater, that, you know, getting recovered was a selfish, selfish thing as staying drunk, as staying in the food. And, you know, the very fact that my husband understands this, and my son, you know, that I must keep recovered is the greatest act of selflessness. You know, thank God for my husband and my son. But I just want to thank, of course, the support and the love of this spiritual fellowship. You know, it's easy to take for me to take for granted. In the Vision for You every day in the OA Fellowship for one another in their service. Because, you know, but for the grace of God am I here. Trust me, those that know me know that this is a God thing, and that's why it works so well. Yes, gratitude is an attitude. It's my thinking of thankfulness that generates by my remembering that recovery and the life that has followed me was given to me and not earned. I am so blessed. Thank you, and I pass.
Thank you, Janice. And who else would like to share their gratitude this morning? Press star 1 to unmute.
Hi, this is Kathy.
I would. Nancy.
I hear Hello. Kathy. I hear Nancy. Who else spoke up, please?
Carol G.
You.
Carol G.
Santa H.
Do Santa H. Okay, let's go in this order. Carol G., Kathy K., Nancy, Do, and Santa H. Let's start with Carol G., please. Go ahead, Carol.
Thank you, Leah. Good morning, Vision for You, and thank you, everyone, for coming into my life. I've been spiritually dead for 48 years, and now I'm a recovered compulsive overeater, and it's not the ending that I expected. It's the beginning. It's the beginning of a new life. In my belief system, there are no words, only energy. And thanks to you all and the giving that I've received, my life force has just been reignited, and I'm on a completely different frequency now. My spirit, wow, it just feels like a phoenix rising from the ashes, awakened, and OA has given me my entire life back, and I'm forever grateful to all of you. We are one. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Carol. Kathy, your turn.
Thank you, Leah. Thanks so much for your service. This is Kathy Kay. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Boston. I am so grateful to be on the meeting this morning and to experience the solid grounding in spiritual practice that I hear on the phone today. I, too, have difficulty even remembering and recognizing the person I was before I did the work as it's laid out in the big book. I didn't know what it was to feel grateful. And today, it would take far too long to enumerate everything that I'm grateful for. But I will say that finding a relationship with my higher power continues to be the most important thing that I'm grateful for today. It took me many, many years to actually get on that path and to develop the willingness to seek that relationship and develop it. And today, it is the most important fact in my life, and I do devote time to it on a daily basis. I'm grateful for my husband and my son. Gratitude comes very naturally to both of them. It's really interesting to realize that for years they were practicing gratitude while I was stuffing my face and complaining. And today I can be there right with them, even letting them know how grateful I am for each of them in my life. And I'm grateful that I have the opportunity today to practice what I did yesterday, to spend time with my higher power, to reach out to fellow travelers, to weigh and measure my food, to notice the gifts in my life, as small and as big as they may be. And finally, I'm grateful that I will go into the holiday season focusing on the people that I love who are around me. And the food will be the same as it is on every other day. And for that, I'm very grateful as well. I pass.
Thank you, Kathy. Nancy.
Hi, this is Nancy, grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater. Grateful for this opportunity to share what I'm grateful for. First of all, I'm grateful for life, for good health, mobility, and a good mind. And I am so grateful that I was led to Overeaters Anonymous in the mid-70s, and that I left after a period, but I had the good sense to follow my higher powers leaning and to return in 93, and I've been always babbing back since 93. And, for many years I struggled in this program, but I'm still grateful that I stayed in OA. That's what I'm truly grateful for, that I never left, even though I was unable to have long, sustained abstinence. I stayed. And like it says in one of the forewords, those who stay get better. And I'm truly grateful that at last I found recovery, that I get a chance to experience true freedom from the mental obsession, the physical allergy of compulsive overeating. Today I'm grateful for all of the, for the highs and the lows, for the lessons I've learned along the way. And I'm grateful that OA has led me into a true relationship with my higher power, whom I choose to call God. I've always been a religious person, but OA led me to true spirituality and the relationship I have, the understanding I have, that I've garnered as a result of working this program. I never would have gotten it just by attending services. So I'm just grateful. I'm grateful for OA, Overeaters Anonymous. It has given me a life, like it says, beyond my wildest dreams. A life that, I'm 70 years old and I swim a mile and a quarter three times a week. That's something that I could never envision doing without this program. And for the wonderful sponsors, all the sponsors I've had, but the sponsor that led me to Visions for You, and the fact that I can hear a meeting every day, throughout the day, that's what I'm grateful for. I could go on and on, but I'll stop here. Wish everybody a wonderful day. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you, Nancy. Do, your turn.
Good morning, Leah. Is it my turn?
It is.
Okay, great. I didn't want to skip no one. Good morning, everyone. My name is Du, and I am a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater. And, you know, just to be recovered and knowing what that means to me today is I am full of gratitude because I didn't get it for a long time, and I finally am experiencing it. And I know what that looks like, and I know what it feels like, and I know what it, you know, it's just that experience. And I'm grateful to God, first of all, because he gives me the ability to be grateful. And, you know, I'm grateful to God that he keeps revealing himself to me every single day. Every single day I pick up the big book. Every single day I pick up a spiritual tool. Every day that he gives me the ability to be useful to someone else is a gift. And I am just so grateful. Today I get to see the transformation for myself. And I know others saw it before I did, but today I get to see it and I get to walk with God and I get to experience what that looks like every single day. And every single day is a gift. And I think what I'm mostly grateful for is for this meeting, for the big book, for the people who've been trudging with me. And I'm grateful for the last 3 years, especially to God, for letting me know what it is to trust, rely, and depend on him. Because for the last 3 years, it's been very difficult. I mean, I've been piss poor, poor. And you know, and I said, well, what's up with that, God? You know, it's like, am I not doing what I'm supposed to? And is my life not supposed to be getting better? And, you know, what I learned from that in the last 3 years is that God is going to supply for me my needs, not my wants. You know, he'll give me my wants eventually, but it's my needs that he wants me to concentrate on. And that's what he's done. He's been blessing me with everything that I need on a daily basis, including my spiritual food, including my physical needs, including everything. And today, because I've been patient and because I've waited on God for the last 3 years, all of a sudden the floodgates have opened up and he has been blessing me in a tremendous way that I never even imagined possible. And, you know, physically, mentally, spiritually, everything has been coming to fruition beyond my wildest dreams. And now I'm like, I'm getting so much that I'm like, okay, God, wait a minute. It's a little too much now. So, but it's a blessing. It's a blessing to just know and walk with God every day and learn new things every day. You know, I don't graduate from this program. I get to experience it every single day until probably the day I die, you know. And I'm just grateful that my life has changed, that I can be of service to others. It's not an ego trip anymore. It's not about how many sponsees can I have. It's not about how much service can I do. It's all about surrender, surrender, surrender. It's about me just giving it up to God every day. Every day the self-will or the ego gets in the way. I get to surrender to God and let him manifest through me what his will is. And that's the greatest gift. And that's the thing that I'm mostly grateful for. Grateful for my family. Grateful for those that are coming to get to know God and you know, experience him in their own unique way. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, too. Santa.
Good morning, visionaries. Good morning to you all, and thank you, Leia, so much for your continued service to this meeting. And thank you all, first of all, for these wonderful shares, very heartfelt. I am grateful for all the suffering because without them, I would not be here today. I am grateful for all the fears because without them, I would have no reason for me to change. Thank you, God, for allowing me to get sick and tired, which began the process of my willingness to allow you to make the positive changes in my life. Today, I have what I never thought was possible, happiness. Thankfully, my alcoholic substances are no longer my master, and I have a new employer who manages things a whole lot better than me. I take actions laid out before me and God takes care of the rest of the results. In order for me to stay sober, it is necessary to make each day a day of thanksgiving. A special thank you to my sponsor and many other very special OA travelers who have been an instrumental portion in my life and in my sobriety and in my recovery. Of course, the biggest thanks of all to God for everything, for my life, for my sobriety, for my recovery, for my friends and family, and for my in this fellowship. Thank you, OA, and the 12 steps, so that we not only survive and live again, but for the new life that's available to us as compulsive overeaters and the many 12-step groups that have grown from AA that is reaching out to serve the recovering and the suffering and the afflicted. Thank you so much for AA. Without AA, I wouldn't be here and I wouldn't enjoy the life I live today. And a special thank you to Bill W., Doc, Smitty, Young, James, and the first 100 alcoholics who pioneered the AA path for us to follow. And in closing, with a reminder for myself and to others in OA and the future members of OA of one of the greatest promises in the book that is available to us all if we do the work, quote, "We have recovered and have been given the power to help others," unquote, on page 132 in the big book. We have been made new today, friends. Today, I am the best Santa there ever was. The beauty of this is knowing there is no other competition. Today, I have the freedom to live another day as Santa and to do the things only Santa can do and should do, as long as I spend my being Santa and not anyone else. God will be served and other human beings will be helped. That's the way God designed it. That's because Santa was created in the image of her higher power. Today I have a chance to live in God's dreams. And it is as simple as saying a few magic words, please, thank you. I don't think thank you could be enough words to express how grateful I am to be Santa today. But I can't think of anything simpler or better to say. And God bless each and every one of you, and have a wonderful holiday. And with that, I pass.
Thank you. Who else would like to share their gratitude this morning? Star 1 to unmute.
This is Paula.
Anne Marie.
Paula somewhere there.
I heard Anne Marie and Paula. Who else did I hear?
Lorna was number one on that list.
Add Suji.
Add Carolyn from New York.
Suji from Vermont.
And Julie.
I got Carolyn, Sue, Anne Marie, Paula, Julie. Who did I hear first?
Lorna was the first one.
Lorna,
that
yes.
Spoke up.
Go ahead,
because
Lorna.
Because I have to go to Sunday service.
Please,
thank you.
Go ahead.
Thank you so much. I'll make it very brief. I am so grateful to my higher power, to OA, to A Vision for You, to you, Leah, and all the wonderful moderators and helpers on A Vision for You. Because of OA, A Vision for You, and all the other wonderful fellowships on OA, I am really changing my life. Having worked now all the 12 steps, hopefully soon to become a sponsor, and my whole life has changed. I feel happy. I feel free. I still foul up sometimes in my relationships, but I'm making lots of progress, and I'm so grateful. And I'm eating when I'm hungry, not when I just see it. Thank you. I love you all, and I pass.
Thank you, Lorna. Carolyn.
Thank you.
Yes, hi, this is Carolyn S. from New York, a compulsive overeater. Yesterday I could have said recovered compulsive overeater, and today I can't. And I'm actually grateful for that because, you know, I've been reminded once again of, you know, why I'm here, you know, in these rooms, but even on this planet. You know, I took a walk this morning very early. And it was very quiet, and it was kind of cold and dark, and, you know, we're entering in the Northeast, you know, sort of the season of winter, of slumber, of going to sleep for the spring, you know, arrival in the spring. And, you know, it wasn't a sunny, shiny day, but you know what, it was all there, you know, all the varieties of trees and animals and the birds flying. And I realized how grateful I am to be alive today and how grateful I am that God, you know, has a purpose for me. And, you know, the gifts that he's given me, I mean, I'm able to be honest and to communicate my feelings. And that is a gift he's given me, like he's given other people the gift of song or whatever. And, you know, with that gift comes, you know, the responsibility, it seems to me, in my case, of suffering so that I have something to communicate. And so, you know, I can't say I'm happy that I was back in the sugar yesterday. I'm humbled. I'm reminded once again I can't rest on any kind of laurels, and that, you know, my spirituality, it has to be even deeper and it has to keep growing. So, you know, I feel today that I'm on new footing, and, you know, I'm going to be talking to my sponsor again. I'm going to be starting again on step one. And I'm grateful that step one exists, that my sponsor exists, that God exists, and I finally know that. And I feel loved and supported by him no matter what I do. And for that, I'm grateful today. And thank you, and I pass.
Thank you, Carolyn. Sue G.
Hello, fellow visionaries. Thank you so much for this meeting. Gratitude. Okay, here I am, Fuji, outside the city, or inside the city, the wings of the city of brotherly and sisterly love. I am grateful. Grateful for persistence, curiosity, empathy, the medical model, and Hubi, the Holy One of Blessing in the familiar, with whom I am becoming more and more familiar. Thank you, Ubi. I am grateful for my hubby, who is patient enough to deal with his patients, and with my spontaneity and inspiration, which can sometimes drive a person crazy, including me. I am so grateful for a vision for you, which for me comes across as a meeting with the integrity to have clear guidelines. Thank you, Vision. Thank you, founders of Vision. Thank you to all of you who are wanting and desiring recovery for this, the next day in our shared chronic illness, difficulties, and aspirations. We all want to do better, to progress in our shared lives. Thank you. And thanks for the experience, strength, and hope. And for all of this, I thank you for listening, and I thank my loved ones, my family of origin, my daughters, my extended family, my friends, and the music of it all. Thanks for letting me share, and I pass.
Thank you, Suji. Anne Marie.
Good morning. This is Anne Marie, recovered compulsive eater, Anne Marie M. in South Carolina. Thank you, Leah, for this meeting and for your service. I have so much to be grateful for. The most important thing that I'm grateful for are these 12 steps that have not only given me sobriety and abstinence, but most important, that have given me a relationship with God, the God of my understanding, that is now a loving, compassionate, caring God, and I'm just grateful for that relationship. Number one on my list is my is in priority is my relationship with God. And then this morning I read something, and I had a little different twist on it. It was I read something about somebody looking out the window and seeing a tree filled with autumn leaves, and the autumn leaves falling to the ground, and then the tree becoming bare, and how sad they felt that they knew that the cold winter was coming. But then they had a change of thought in that they knew that because the bare tree was coming, that soon spring would fall, come after that, and that there would be new buds and new leaves on the tree. And I related that to my change in my attitude of how I can take something negative and turn it around and have it be positive. And, you know, to thank God, which I'm not quite there yet, but thank God for the problems that occur in my life. You know, some days I can do that easily. Some days I can't. But I'm a work in progress. And the other thing about that tree was that it was also explained that it was my character defects. You know, God strips my character defects down to like a bare tree so that I can have the blossom and the new leaves and the greenage come out. And that's reoccurring. I mean, it's ongoing, just like the seasons in our life, the fall, winter, spring, and summer. So I am a work in progress, gratefully so, and grateful to a vision for you, because it has really brought me to a clear understanding of what the steps really are. And for me, that has been to get me to that closer relationship with God. Thank you.
Thank you, Anne Marie. Paula, please.
This is Paul. Hello, this is Paula. I am a compulsive overeater, recovered today. I am so grateful. The time that I get to spend in this meeting is treasured. You know, this is the coming into Thanksgiving or giving thanks in this country. Again, thankful. There are other countries that are listening to this meeting, people that are representing them. Our fellow sufferers are all over this world. I want to go to the big book because that was the start of my gratefulness. And it says on 162, thus we grow and so can you, though you be but one man with this book in hand. We believe and hope it contains all you will need to begin. Their belief was right. It was a beginning, but wow, what a beginning when I only saw endings. I want to go on here. We know what you're thinking. You are saying to yourself, I'm Jerry alone. I couldn't do that. But you can. You forget that you have just now tapped a source of power much greater than yourself. To duplicate with such backing what we have accomplished is only a matter of willingness, patience, and labor. I came into these rooms in 2009 and looking at the big book and my sponsor being a wonderful pointer. Oh, no. Paragraph by paragraph, line by line. Then she'd find a word. And boy, we'd camp out on that word for weeks. Until finally, something happened. The information became transformation. May I say here, as someone said, life is as life is. Here I've learned to live life. This meeting, I listen, and I clearly, the opportunity has been taken away to speak. But I listen today, and here is what it says, 133. Avoid then the deliberate manufacture of misery. But if trouble comes, cheerfully capitalize it as an opportunity to demonstrate his omnipotence. That's what it is, what God has done for me. And I'd like to end here. You're going to say, is that what you're going to do? Is in the big book? It's become part of my life. This is where I live. I live the steps. Every day I must surrender. Every day, because different situations come up. Life comes up. And every day I come to believe. And every day God is going to build on it. I'd like to end this with 16. Most of us feel we need look no further for utopia. See, utopia was a place in New York. No, utopia is different today. We have it with us right here and now. Each day, my friend's simple talk in our kitchen multiplies itself in a widening circle of peace on earth and goodwill to men. Thank you all. A grateful fellow traveler I am. And this would be Paula, and I pass.
Thank you, Paula. Julie.
Hi, this is Julia, recovered compulsive overeater in Arizona right now. And, you know, I have so many things to be grateful for. One is the first big book sponsor I had in 1981 that introduced me to this lifelong journey. You know, I'm thankful for being neutral with the food, but, you know, that's just the beginning. I am grateful that I am sitting here with my father, holding his hand for his last few breaths, that I could do that with the childhood that I had. That is nothing short of a miracle. And for food not to be a part of anything, I'm grateful that I can have love instead of hate. I'm grateful that I've been able to clean up the severe wreckage I have caused throughout my life. And that, you know, this is just the beginning. It's like this fourth dimension that I'm just have a toe in. And I look forward, you know, for the next 20 years of my life. We could all speak for hours on our gratitude. And I am just grateful that I'm allowed to be present in times of strife, joy, and to have sanity. And the big book meetings that I attend, the Vision for You and other ones, I get strength and hope. And I just want to thank my sponsors, my guides that have been with me through thick and thin and have never tossed me aside and helped me. The gifts, there's so many gifts in my life, but, you know, the main one is that I'm looking at this man who was a monster, and I have compassion for him as he is dying. That is a gratitude that I would have never dreamed of. So, and I wouldn't have been here without my program and my creator, who I am so close to. So thank you. Thank you is not enough for the gifts that I have received by being in OA. So thanks. I'll pass.
Thank you, Julie. And who else would like to share this morning on gratitude?
It's Irini.
Irini, who else did I hear?
Sarah W.
Hi, it's Debbie R.
Katie R.
Okay, I heard Irini, Sarah W., Debbie
Sarah
R.,
Venus.
Katie R., and who else?
Gerald
Phoebe.
Venus.
And Phoebe. Okay, let's begin with Irini, please.
Thank you so much for all that you do, my dearest Leah. Good morning, my spiritual brothers and sisters. I am a very grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater. Thank you, God. I am so thankful for my relationship with God. Just saying that, I tremble, because it's so deep and so beautiful. And the relationship with myself and with others. He does for me what I could never, ever do for myself. And I treasure that. I have my spiritual breath that I have been given as a gift of life. I no longer hold my breath of death. I inhale all that is love and exhale all that is not love. I inhale God and exhale self throughout the day. What a blessing. My attitude of gratitude, it measures the gift that I was so blessed with in my life. You know, realizing that it's part of a prayer that I do throughout my day to actually then act out being grateful. Wow, what a transformation. I continue this change and I get closer to God. Being grateful, you know, it helps me practice to continue to focus on the good no matter what comes up in my life, and that God is always good and He always gives me unconditional love. And I'm so blessed. And I tell everybody, I live such a rich, beautiful life. I thank you all. God bless you. I pass.
Thank you, Irini. Sarah W.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Leah. Thank you for your service. My name is Sarah W. I'm very grateful to be recovered today and to be part of life. I'm grateful for Bill Wilson and Dr. Bob for the 12 steps, for helping us find our way to healing and peace, not only around food, but to really be able to find a purpose. You know, I could just say ditto to everything everybody has spoken about. I'm grateful I woke up because I woke up at about 2:30 this morning and I went down and I listened to, I couldn't sleep, and I listened to one of the recordings on 10, 11, 12 by Don C, and it was just such a beautiful, I just can, you know, you can find people that really are so like-minded and that are really walking the walk and have worked through so many different issues in their lives. I'm grateful today that instead of looking at myself like a poor little orphan girl that was adopted, that I can see that what a gift my birth mother gave me and what a gift my adoptive mother gave me, and both of them are gone, and I'm grateful I was there at the end of my mother's life, and that I had a relationship with her. And without the program, I would not have had that. I'm grateful that I don't have issues around the food. I'm grateful when I walked through Walmart yesterday, my little dinky town of 5,000, a woman stopped me and said, "Oh my God, you look so thin and so good. What are you doing?" And I'm grateful that I have this thing in my mind. As Paula spoke so beautifully this morning, you know, my responsibility is to pass it on and to carry this message. And I've been really sitting in the idea that I really want to start a big book meeting. And, you know, I don't have anybody here that is recovered in the food, and I have lots of friends in the other programs. But, you know, it looks like, you know, it keeps happening. People keep talking to me about this, and there is an interest. So, you know, I'm kind of being shuffled along by my higher power to look into it. And I'm grateful I have a relationship with my children today. And that I, you know, I don't do it perfectly, but, you know, my relationships are growing and healing and getting so much better. And I have to say, I'm so grateful for the Vision for You and for the membership list. And for, I don't know how many people you guys know, but I have met people that I've never heard on the line. I have literally hundreds of friends from Vision for You. And that is not an exaggeration at all, and I'm so grateful for that, because I live in an area where there's no OA, but 75 miles away. So I just will say I'm grateful that I'm able to raise my grandchildren. I'm grateful for my higher power, and I'm so grateful for the fact that I have the willingness to keep coming back, and that I've had so much healing, and that others around me have too, and I've been able to watch them for sponsorship and being sponsored. God bless you all, and thank you.
Thank you, Sarah W. Debbie R., please.
Hi, this is Debbie R. from New York. I'm a compulsive overeater. I'm not recovered, but I wanted to share anyway. I had a week of abstinence, and there's a woman that I've been praying for years to become my sponsor,
and she finally accepted to become my sponsor, whether or not I eat, or she said, I'm willing to work with you, meaning she's not going to drop me, even if I pick up. And I'm very grateful for that, and she's the one that I wanted for a long time. And I had a week of abstinence, and I'm grateful that I actually broke my abstinence, because now I know why I'm breaking my abstinence and I need to, what things I need to work on. So last night at 4 o'clock in the morning, I wrote the day of today in my big book, because all night I was up and I was trying not to throw up. And I was very sick, because for 1 week I was in the food because of resentment, not making phone calls, isolation, etc. And I'm just grateful that now I got so sick yesterday and I just wanted to die and I couldn't even talk. And I'm grateful that I hit that. And I emailed my sponsor and hopefully we're going to start over again, because this is not going to give up on me, so I don't give up on myself. And I'm very grateful for Vision for You, because they gave me the hope not to give up. And I'm grateful that I'm not in denial anymore, and I'm not trying Weight Watchers, because I used to do that. I know now that I have a disease.
Excuse me, Debbie, is that your noise? I just want to make sure.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Last thing, I'm grateful that I have three little children that are making so much noise, because if I don't get recovered, they're not going to have a mommy. And so anyway, thank you all for being there, and I hope that I can recover. And next time you hear me, I can say I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. Thank you.
Thank you, Debbie. And Katie R., please. Katie R., *1 to unmute.
I'm so sorry. I was halfway through my share thinking I was unmuted. This is Katie R. from California. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, this is Katie R., a recovering compulsive overeater. Oh, I'm really grateful to be on this meeting today. I'm in California, and I generally listen to recordings instead of being here live. I have about 3 weeks of abstinence under my belt, and that is coming back from a very long 7-year relapse. And so I am extremely grateful for that. I'm wildly grateful for this meeting, because this meeting, I feel like, is finally helping me understand at such a deeper level what this program is and how to do it and how to work it. And even when I had abstinence before, it was a mystery, and I was working the tools and I was working the fellowship and I didn't understand these steps. And now through this meeting and through all the great, great speakers that we have and the amazing flexibility of being able to listen during the day when I'm able to, I also have young children, it's amazing. And it is doing for me what I could certainly never do for myself, and I'm extremely grateful for that. And I'll be brief. I welcome phone calls. If anyone out there wants to help somebody coming back, I would gratefully appreciate it. I'm on the phone list. And again, that's Katie R. in California, and I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Katie R. Phoebe, your turn.
Good morning. My name is Phoebe. I'm calling from Vermont. And my first gratitude this morning is for A Vision for You, and for the people who started A Vision for You, the people who relentlessly facilitate this program of recovery. I am eternally grateful for that. So someone a while ago shared the image of a phoenix rising, and that really struck me. I feel like a phoenix rising. I feel like a baby phoenix rising, because I'm newly abstinent, newly working with a new guide, and I've had a very circuitous journey through tragedy and trauma, as so many people on the line have. And so this is going to sound like a very odd gratitude, but one of my daughters is an alcoholic, and she just received her 6-year chip. And prior to those 6 years, we lived through hell with her. And I'm grateful for that hell. And I'm grateful for her
being an alcoholic, because without her journey, I would not have been introduced to the 12 steps. And so I'm very grateful for her journey, because that brought me on the path of being introduced to 12 steps, to OA, and then finally to Vision for You. And I am grateful for my husband, who has hung in there through all of these tragedies and traumas and the work, the deep work that I'm doing. I am forever grateful for him. I am grateful for the hope that all of you offer on the line when I listen to the meeting every day. I often listen to it live, and when I can, I listen to the recordings. And I'm so grateful for the guides in this program. All of you, my current sponsor, my past sponsors. And I am very grateful for the pauses that I am beginning to experience that are happening for me, that are allowing me to begin to develop my own, as Bill Wilson did, my own conception of a higher power. I hope to be able to come and say that's God at some point, but I don't believe in the God of my childhood, but I am developing my own concept of a higher power through listening to those pauses, through the guidance of all of you, through listening to your stories and your journeys. And so I am forever and deeply grateful to all of you for giving me your experience, strength, and hope, and you give me that gift every single day. So thank you, and I'll pass.
Thank you, Phoebe. Who else would like to share this morning?
Hi, this is Lorraine from New Jersey.
Lorraine. Anyone else?
Anita.
Dana. Anita.
This is Deanna B. from Chicago.
Deanna B. Anyone
Hi, Leah. This is Charles from New York.
Charles. Okay, let's start there with Lorraine.
Roxanne from Michigan.
And Roxanne. Lorraine, why don't you start
everyone,
us off, please?
Lorraine, and I'm a bulimic. And I never thought I'd say this, but after hearing this meeting this morning, I am just so touched and moved. My daughter and my husband don't speak to each other. My daughter had a drug addiction, and she did a lot of things in the family, stole a lot of things from us, and my husband has a very, very difficult time forgiving her. And it's been some time now, and it breaks my heart. However, what I'm most grateful for today in this program is something I never had before. I would always try to orchestrate them getting back together. How could I, you know, heal this? What I know today to the core of my being, it may take 10, 20, 30 years for him to heal and for her to heal their relationship. However, I know it's going to happen today. I know it's going to happen today because it did with me, and I trust my higher power that he's going to heal Jennifer and Paul. And I don't have to do a thing about it. I don't have to get myself all crazy. I'm heartbroken over it. It's sad. It hurts. It really hurts some days a lot. However, I just heard that woman, the woman spoke this morning about sitting with her father while he's dying. I had that opportunity. I couldn't stand my father for years and years and years and years. After 10 years of therapy and OA and all of the above, I was able to forgive him, and he passed away, and I knew he loved me dearly. So that's what I'm most grateful for, that I don't have to orchestrate any kind of relationships, getting people back together again today, because I trust today my higher power is going to do that for me. Amen. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you, Lorraine. Anita.
Leah, did you call Anita?
I did.
Okay, thank you. I was unmuting. I'm Anita L., compulsive overeater, recovered for today from Philadelphia. And I wrote a list, so I'll try and be brief. I did set the timer. First of all, I just wanted to say that I'm grateful this morning for my son calling at 7:30 from Israel. And he said, it sounds like I woke you up. And I said, well, I was praying while it was quiet before the day started. And he said, oh, really? Because he is very spiritual and into prayer three times a day. And so I'm grateful that I could share that experience so he could see firsthand that from my mouth that I do take time out for prayer and meditation in the morning to my higher power, who has given me such an amazing life, such an amazing life beyond my wildest dreams. And coming from a very low bottom, chronic, real compulsive overeater and food addict place. So I'm grateful for that. I'm also grateful to my college roommate 36 years ago for handing me an article from the newspaper about Overeaters Anonymous. And I cried for about 6 weeks until I finally made a phone call and came to my first meeting because I didn't want to accept the fact that I needed to go to a place for overeaters. I'm grateful for my willingness today to open up my heart, my mind, my commitment to working with others so that I can be God-centered instead of self-centered, because I can really see this time around what a difference it is. And I say this time around because I have had so many relapses in all the years I've been in OA. And I feel like this time, not the first time, because I really did have a lot of good recovery, years of recovery. However, this time working, having worked the 12 steps, using the big book as a textbook, never knowing that in all the time I was in OA, but a textbook and set of instructions, how to become freed of the obsession from food and live a sane, happy, glorious, peaceful, serene life, no matter what. And, you know, the saying, it's something like, true serenity is feeling peace amidst the storm. And I can say in my life today that I can feel that peace even through tragedy. And I've experienced that firsthand and been abstinent in addition. That's why I was peaceful and serene. I'm grateful, first of all, to have a higher power of my own design, who loves me and has given me another chance for recovery, and who I have developed such a new, loving, totally, I don't know how to explain it, just I can totally surrender my will and my life over to this higher power, who I call God, and say she, he, because I believe my higher power needs to have both the feminine and masculine qualities. And I'm very grateful to my 12-step guide who took me through the steps this time and is always there if I need her. I don't speak with her as frequently as I used to, but she's there. And then I wrote, I heard other people share for Bill and Bob, and also Bill Dotson, because they formed the first group of AA. And for Bill breaking down those six tenets into 12 steps. And for me to be a sponsor so that I can carry the message and learn from my sponsees. I always learn from them. Especially if they're in another 12-step program, they bring such a beautiful perspective to me. And I'm willing to put my program first because I can see that when the spiritual part starts to dwindle, that's when the food comes back eventually. And I don't want that to happen anymore. I want to have a life filled
of being recovered. And my husband, I'm grateful for my husband so much. He loves me and I love him. It's really nice. But way back when, like, I don't know, 15 years ago or so, he said to me, I think you need to go to a meeting. Because he could see the insane behavior coming back. So I'm grateful that he recognized the fact that OA brought me serenity. And I'm grateful for my beautiful daughter, whose memory I will always have beautiful thoughts now, and instead of the anger and hate that I felt for her at times. She passed away from her drug addiction a year and a half ago. And now I can love her and just always think of beautiful things, and I go to visit her often. And for OA, from bringing me the freedom from the obsession from food and to become neutral with food, it's truly a miracle. And I can say I'm grateful. There's more that I wrote, but the main thing is I'm so grateful that the promises and the miracle that are listed in the big book have all come true for me. And I never thought that could happen for a long period of time. And I know that my God wants me to feel that every day. Even through the ugly days, I can still feel that because I'm never alone anymore. And I'm so grateful for the vision for you and the people who brought this meeting and made it come alive, because it's come alive in my soul. So thank you so much. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Anita L. Deanna B., please.
Thank you. My name is Deanna B. from Chicago. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. And I never thought I would say that. I'm very grateful that I'm able to. When I first came to A Vision for You, I thought, recovered? No, I'm not cured. Anyway, I've come a long way. But what I really wanted to say, and just very shortly and succinctly, I hope, is that, first of all, I'm grateful for the gift of desperation that brought me back into the rooms of the 12-step programs and for the founders of AA, and my relationship with the higher power that I have now that I never had, and with the people that I'm allowed to guide through this beautiful, beautiful big book, and for your service, Lay, and for everybody here on the line and the people that I've come to count on and in my life that I never thought I would have. And I could just go on and on and on, but I am grateful for the God consciousness that for some reason God has given me the gift to have. Thank you so much, and I'll pass.
Thank you, Deanna B. Charles H., your turn.
Hey, good morning, Leah, and all visionaries. My name is Charles. I eat too much of recovered visionaries just for today. And, you know, I'm grateful. You know, I love to start the day on my knees. And then, you know, Monday through Friday on A Vision for You, I just love it. It's just a great way to power up. And, you know, I just love page 64 when it says, that is what stopped my diet mentality with group help, right? When I really soaked this into my soul, into my brain, into my innermost self, that when the spiritual malady is overcome, when it is overcome, we straighten out mentally and physically. All that means the world. I mean, it means everything. I mean, you know, thank God for program, right? Not just putting the food down, because I'm pretty sure if you ever went to a meeting. If you ever went to a big book OA meeting and they illustrated a big 8x11 piece of paper, and they would dog ear and tear off one small little slither, and I'm pretty sure they got that from the big book. It is in there. Food
is but a symptom. Well, in the big book it says alcohol is but a symptom. Food is but a symptom. The rest of that 8x11 paper is life on life's terms. People dying, people firing you, you getting fired, you firing people. You know, spending time with your mom and you know, and speaking of that, I spent some time with my mom yesterday, and I know she's difficult, but I'm grateful to my higher power that she's still alive. What if God didn't change my heart? What if I was always motivated by money? And I love those chapters. My favorite chapter is chapter 3, where it gives us three individuals, or it gives us three instances, and also Bill's story. And I invite anybody, Monday through Friday, to get on in. We're on page 13, the good news, man, the good news. When the higher power, my newfound friend, took this problem away, root and branch. See, white knuckle abstinence is just, you know, taking a branch away and chaining up the fridge until 12 a.m., midnight, and I'm like sweating profusely, like, wow, I made it. No, when I ease into recovery, into a recovered state of mind one day at a time, that's recovered just for the day, not cured. And, Bill's story is just so amazing. 1 through 8 is talking about, you know, financial gain, self-will, and we know what self-will gets us in chapter 5, right? So, and chapter 3, I'm going to wind down. You know, the word control is on that page 30 five times for a reason, because I had no control. Then 31 says, if you think you can do some control eating, step on down to the nearest you-know-where, and let's see how that worked out for you. So, you know, more will be revealed. Please join us tomorrow and follow us. We are on in the middle of page 13. I guarantee you, you will become a visionary. Your vision will be not blurred anymore, and you will see the truth. And with that, I pass. My name is Charles. I eat too much, a recovered visionary just for today. Thank you, Leah, for your service.
Thank you, Charles. Roxanne, your turn.
Hi, this is Roxanne in Detroit, Michigan. And I want to start by just expressing my gratitude, particularly for my sponsor, who is a constant source of inspiration and brilliant guidance that I know she gets through her relationship with God, and to all of you who hold the light of a vision for you in the daily meetings, and particularly these special Sundays. Sundays are my holy ritual. I listen to this meeting, and I cook my abstinence food for the week, and in that way, I get off to a great start. I'm most grateful for the transformation that I've experienced in recovery. It turns out that a lot of my worst character defects are no longer a part of me. I'm not perfect, but I've made so much progress. And I know that if I continue to work this program and surrender to God in humility and service, that my life will continue to be transformed. Of all the transformations that have taken place, I am most grateful for a healing that I had with a dear, dear friend who was estranged for 20 years, and for my brother, because I had a lifetime of very painful interactions with him, and when he became terminally ill, again, through the help of this program and the wisdom of others doing service in this program, I was able to be of great service to him and to heal our relationship. I wish you all a very, very blessed holiday and a Thanksgiving that we can celebrate every day.
Thank you, Roxanne. And we have about 10 more minutes left this morning. Who else would like to share their gratitude on the line?
Miriam in New Jersey.
I heard Miriam in New Jersey. Who else?
Geraldine S.
Morrissey.
Judy B. in Massachusetts.
Okay, let's start with Maura Z, then we'll have Judy B. I believe I heard a Carol. Correct me if I'm wrong. And Miriam, please. So let's start with Maura Z, please.
Good morning, Leah. Thank you for your service. Good morning.
This is Maura Z, grateful, newly recovered compulsive overeater in Virginia. I am overcome by all the gratitude I'm hearing this morning. It's such a gem of a meeting. Thank you all to whomever decided to have this little gift today. I have so much for which to be grateful for. There's so many things, so many different directions I could go in, but I'm very much pulled this morning to share my gratitude for my younger sister, Mary, and who passed 20 years ago. It was who passed clean and sober 20 years ago. And it was out of my curiosity to understand her troubles and her difficulties that brought me to a particular course in college. And that course was the psychology of addiction, and lo and behold, had a part of the curriculum based on eating disorders. And so I went to my very first OA meeting, April 4th, 1999. And so it is with much gratitude to my sister for roundabout getting me into the 12-step rooms and a life beyond my wildest dreams. Very much to be grateful for. The person that introduced me to this meeting is no longer in my life, and yet what a gift he gave me by telling me about this meeting. The amazing people I have met on this meeting from all over the world. And, you know, the basics that I have a beautiful home to live in. I have clean, abstinent food on my plate. I have a wealth of friends. I have a job, thank you God, many don't. And just the basics, to live in an area that's overflowing with the great outdoors, my God, and just so much. And I'll just end there with thank you for letting me share, and I pass.
Thank you, Maura Z. Judy B., please.
Good morning, Leah. Good morning, everyone. This is Judy B. from Massachusetts, grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater. This meeting means so much this morning. It's just wonderful to hear everyone sharing about their gratitude. And it's just wonderful knowing that so many people are benefiting from this program and are getting close to their higher power through it and overcoming the addiction that we come to this program with. I am especially grateful for the telephone meetings, especially Vision for You and all those who have given service to it. Telephone meetings are my main way that I get meetings, and without them I would be lost. So I'm very, very grateful for these meetings. I did have a chance to go to some face-to-face meetings in Burlington, Mass. About a month ago, where they had a great conference, and I was able to see 600 compulsive overeaters come together, and that brought real meaning to my life. And I hope at some point that we will have a big book meeting here regularly. I'm grateful that God has given purpose to my life. I mean, that means so much. The big book tells us our real purpose is to fit ourselves to be of maximum service to God and the people about us. And that's what I want to do with my life. And I'm just so grateful to know that. Just so very grateful to know that. I'm grateful for every breath that I'm able to take. Grateful for the health that I do have. I'm grateful for my family and children and grandchildren, and grateful that I know their Creator takes care of them and that I don't have to plan their lives. Excuse me. I know that He will guide them in all that they do. I'm grateful for the promises of the program, that they've come true, and grateful to know that they will come true for all of those that I work with and all of those that other people work with. They will come true for all of those who are willing to do the work of the program. And the directions are clearly right here in the big book for all of us to use. With that, I say thank you very much, and I pass.
Thank you, Judy B. And I thought I heard a carol, but perhaps...
Hi. You give phone numbers after the meeting?
Please, yes, wait till after the recording. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
I believe I heard a carol, or maybe that was Geraldine. Someone correct me, please.
Yes, it was Geraldine S.
Okay, Geraldine, thank you. Go right ahead, please.
Thank you. I just want to say that I'm so grateful for this OA program. I came back into it after being away for a lot of years, like a lot of other people did. But this time I have a different aspect on my life, on my higher power. And when I listen to the meetings in the morning and I'm sitting here having my breakfast, I'm so grateful that I'm abstinent. I'm grateful for my sponsor. I'm grateful for my children. And I'm grateful that I'm getting out of the way of my children. They have to lead their own lives, and they have a higher power of their own. And thanks be to that higher power, I'm learning to step back and just do what I can do to stay abstinent and to reach out to other compulsive overeaters and share with them, listening to phone meetings, having them call back to me and my response to them, using that big book and the 12 steps. And now I'm learning even to use the traditions more, and I see how they play a part in how our meetings go. And God, God to all of us, whatever we may call God, is above all of us, and I'm grateful for that. And thank you, and I pass.
Thank you, Geraldine S. And Miriam, please.
Hi, this is Miriam from New Jersey, and I am in recovery and grateful, incredibly grateful. First of all, thank you so much for the meeting. I'm grateful for the fact that I wasn't feeling well last night, and so I didn't make it to my face-to-face meeting, so I'm here. But I feel so blessed. I think the main thing, well, there are so many things that I feel grateful for, but one is I feel so grateful for Bill Wilson and the other 99 people who put together the big book. You know, what they did enabled me to have a life today. And, you know, I feel like my life has turned around 180 degrees from when I started in OA over 24 years ago, and by the grace of God, I've not had to eat binge foods or compulsively overeat for over 24 years. And I couldn't imagine that when I first came in. So, you know, the fact, and I'm also incredibly grateful for OA for the steps that have enabled me to see things in myself, which then led me to other programs as I needed them, and have enabled me to address all areas of my life, but most important, have given me the understanding that self-will will not get me happiness, that the most important thing I do is to reach out for and connect with a higher power. There is a power greater than myself, and if I let go, that power can do what God needs to do in the world. So thank you for listening. Pass.
Thank you very much, Miriam. Yes, indeed. The big book teaches us that to get over drinking, or in our case, compulsive overeating, will require a transformation of thought and attitude. Thank you to Mary Lee, Eileen, Patty, Susan, Liz, Janice, Carol, Kathy, Nancy, Du, Santa, Lorna, Carolyn, Sue, Anne Marie, Paula, Julie, Irini, Sarah, Debbie, Katie, Phoebe, Lorraine, Anita, Deanna, Charles, Roxanne, Judy B., Mara, Geraldine, and Miriam for taking the time to practice and cultivate a spirit of gratitude this morning, and thank you to all who attended. And I will now close the meeting in the way that we always close our meetings here on A Vision for You, and that's from page 164. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask Him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with Him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.